Once you've scooped the New York Times and Washington Post, what's next? One high school senior from New Jersey has big plans, as WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports.
In just a few weeks, Jamaica Ponder will leave Princeton High School with a diploma in hand. But she already has her eyes on the end game.
Long-term plan, I really want to be Secretary of State because I'm really passionate about international diplomacy.
That might seem ambitious for somebody who just became old enough to vote. But at 18, Ponder already is, in her words, a little bit famous. She's a student journalist who has exposed racial tensions at her high school in online blog posts that were picked up by news organizations as far away as Israel. She was the first to write about a party where some of her classmates played beer pong with a Jews versus Nazis theme. She also outed a white classmate who posted a racial slur on Snapchat and a white student who falsely accused a black student of giving him marijuana-laced brownies. All three posts led to school investigations, mainstream media coverage, and concern in a cosmopolitan community that many thought was post-racial. Although her work has earned her some haters, Ponder hasn't faltered.
When there's any type of aggression towards the black community, that hurts me. And to stay quiet about it isn't something that I don't even think I know how to do.
The headlines have given Gary Snyder more than a few headaches. He's the principal at Princeton High. Still, Snyder says, Ponder is one of many students at Princeton who buck the stereotype of a bored, uninvolved teenager. Two other Princeton students, for example, wrote a textbook to help students navigate tricky conversations about race.
Jamaica and just hundreds of other of our students are not apathetic. They are engaged. They know how to communicate. They know how to raise the topics. They know how to have dialogue. They work towards making this school and this community and our country better.
This summer, Ponder will head to Northwestern University outside Chicago to study journalism. She plans to keep up her online writing, chronicling social injustice wherever she sees it. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.